accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Interesting discussion going on in the chat room about how much ammo is too much ammo. And guest 464, I will love. He's asking why One Day was not in the podcast list. That's because I had to run a rerun. I think it was on Wednesday. Had to do a rebroadcast on Wednesday, so I don't upload one show to the podcast list twice. That's why. But how much ammo is too ammo? Too much ammo. There's a couple of things about carrying ammo that you need to be aware of. I have read of certain police officers that now carry 140-plus rounds of ammo on them because they've been in a gunfight and they've actually seen what happens to a human when you shoot them multiple times. Sometimes they don't fall down. So he now carries 140-plus rounds of ammo on him. In my concealed carry, and you're welcome to call in about this. I'd be interested to find out what you carry. That's a question. When you carry concealed, how much ammo are you carrying with you? Now, I carry Glocks. And the gun that I own made by Glock, most predominantly, is the 9mm. Now, if I have a magazine for the Glock 17, which is their full-size standard service pistol, that magazine also fits seamlessly into the Glock 34. It also fits with a little protruding in the Glock 19. And it also fits with a lot of protruding in the Glock 26. But they all function, they all work. So, with my concealed carry setup is either daily. Right now my Glock 17 is at with TK Martindale at Adams Arms, and he's doing some magic to it, and I don't have it. So I have my Glock 34, my Glock 19, and my Glock 26. My Glock 26 is the easiest of the guns to carry, although I have no trouble carrying the Glock 34. But one common denominator when I carry is that whatever I'm carrying two of the standard magazines for that gun as backup, and I have two, around here they call them happy sticks. I carry two 33-round Glock magazines in the car. Now, with the Glock 26, I'm giving away some capacity, okay? With a magazine extender on it, which I have to have just so I can grip the whole gun comfortably, that's 12 rounds. But that's still 12 rounds. I'm still carrying 36. Now, with the Glock, I could carry two 17 magazines, which takes me from 36 to 46. That increases it by 10 rounds. I can do whatever I want to do with that particular platform just because everything is interchangeable in them. And that goes, this is one reason why Glocks are so popular. Because they're simple. because they work, and because everything's interchangeable. My youngest son and I have played around putting Glock 17 slides on a Glock 19. Putting Glock 19 slides on a Glock 26. I haven't ever tried shooting one of those. I'm almost certain it would function. But there's a couple, you can almost always see the recoil spring in the smaller, on the smaller frame. I don't know if that would tend to cause an issue or not. Probably not, not with a Glock. But my question to you is, how much ammo do you carry when you concealed carry? Now, the question was, how much ammo is enough? Here's the thing about ammo. When you're carrying ammo, that adds weight. When you're adding weight, if you're just walking around during the day and you've got two magazines on you and one in the gun, you probably got the magazine on your weak side because that's where you'd be feeding the gun from towards your strong side. That weight is distributed. The question about how much is enough is subjective, really. In most instances, when you're carrying a gun, you're not going to use it. So everything that you've got going on is a preventative measure. There you go, Recon. But it's not something you're going to use during that day. Now, if all of a sudden you find yourself in a protracted gunfight, then my standard carry with the Glock 26 may not be nearly enough. When I travel a long distance away, this is why I got to get a gun safe in the car. When I travel a long distance away, in my car is a complete run and gun setup. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Good day.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering about the reinstating a lawful militia and getting it. I guess the trick is getting a militia that doesn't have a bunch of federal infiltrators there to create problems and make clear we're not, lawful means moral, and people confuse lawful with legal. If it's legal, it's lawful. If it's lawful, it's legal. And it's like, no, that's not what the word means. In order to be, if it's lawful, it's also legal, but it's just because something's legal doesn't make it lawful. Is that understanding correct?
I was trying to keep up with that, Mark. Let me tell you my thoughts on that, okay?
Is that, to me, I like to restate the golden rule like this. It means being accountable to each other, knowing that ultimately we're going to be accountable to our Creator. And there are people who confuse legalisms with morality, and I'm like, no, just because something's legal doesn't make it right. Just because, the movie Braveheart, Prima Nocta, it's legal to say that it's not rape when the nobles take your bride on your wedding night and screw her brains out. It's legal because we said so, but it doesn't make it moral. And that's why I stipulate the lawful militia is a militia that is accountable. And I think we've agreed that with the lawful militia, the major point being is that basically, when people are issued firearms, it's with a clear understanding you misuse this in a stupid, immoral manner, you can hang publicly. And that's, kind of a daily reminder every day. You're reminded, you do something stupid with this gun, you're going to really wish you hadn't, right?
Right. And now, can you stay with me through the break? I got the break coming up in a minute. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Okay, first of all, I train with a consistent group of guys, and we train similarly, and we train together. Some of us are ex-military, some of us are not. I am, some of them are not. We don't have a name. We don't have a patch. We don't have a Facebook page. We just train together. But one of the things that we have put together in our, when we've been together training, is we've come to a an agreement that if it was ever necessary for us to group up, that we would do that unhesitatingly. We haven't gotten divulged into the whole moralistic thing, because in that moment when things are like that, when everything is topsy-turvy, morals are going to be clouded, because we're not going to know what this is. We're not going to know what that is. We're going to be purely reactive. You hang on through the break and we'll continue, Mark, okay? You just stay put. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All my friends, the low rider.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Mark in Georgia, we're talking about the militia. And we're discussing moral versus legal as far as it goes. Now, Mark, are you by chance ex-military?
I spent 6 years as a weekend warrior with the Air Force Reserves.
That's close enough. Yeah, that's.
Does that count? I don't know.
That counts. It counts with me. It counts with me. The thing about now, as far as the lawful militia.
Yeah.
The lawful militia has been in place since 1903. It's just been demonized and vilified, and you know, people get labeled and all this other stuff. And there's some people that care about that. There's some people that don't.
Well, that's one thing I've been thinking about is a video production called We the Jury, and the jury basically winds up indicting or presenting regarding a sheriff and the district attorney that refused to prosecute a case, and it's like, no, you don't have it. You don't have the legitimacy. When you keep saying, well, the government can't do this, can't do that, I think what you mean to say, and I know I get into semantics about semantics, and what you mean to say is they cannot legitimately do these things. And yeah, I agree, they can't do them legitimately. But, you know, when might makes right, and Mao Zedong was right, political power grows out of the barrel of the gun.
Right.
The problem is the way he applied it was, you know, we have the guns, and because you don't, we can kill as many of you as we can get away with, which is pretty much mass murder, because the thing about the lawful militia is that they're, I was actually in a court appearance recently, and I spoke with a judge about reinstating the organic constitution and the lawful militia, and he said, you know what, you're right. But that was just, me and him. It wasn't that I was saying this in front of the entire court or anything.
Right.
In terms of broadcasting where everyone could hear me. So it wasn't like, well, this is between you and I, so yeah, I'll agree with you here, but don't say this. He didn't say that or anything. He was very civil with me about, you know, you got a legitimate point. And one of the major things that I would make an issue with tomorrow when there's a GOP meeting tomorrow is one of the functions of the lawful militia is to investigate causas belli, because if the politicians knew that they were going to be held accountable, if they lied to us, thinking, well, nobody's been held accountable so far for not quite telling the whole truth about what caused this incident. Nobody's been held accountable thus far, and so I'm like, I hear you guys talk the talk about personal responsibility, but I don't see you living it when you go on and on about Benghazi, and I'm not saying that Benghazi is not a legitimate issue. I'm saying it's not legitimate for you guys when you go on and on about Benghazi, but you ignore all the contrarian evidence about the original 9/11, where we were told things based on trial by media. We were told things based on kind of blindly taking things at face value. And now that we've had a chance to examine the evidence, it's just like, I remember hearing about how the German people at first accepted the official story of what led into World War II. And basically, as time went on, they began to put things together and started asking questions. And there were some Germans that were asking serious questions about what really happened. And they were told that as loyal, patriotic, moral Germans, it was vitally important that they unterstützen die Truppen, or support the troops. Meaning, stop asking embarrassing questions, stop thinking for yourself, stop trying to apply principles of morality, because that doesn't really have any meaning to us. Because,
well,
after all, might makes right, and it's moral and patriotic and loyal to stop asking these embarrassing questions, right?
Well, let's get back to the militia thing, okay?
Yes, I agree. That
because the militia thing trumps all of that stuff. Now, some of these politicians out there that pass a law never ever consider that in a really, really bad situation, they might be held accountable for that physically. That never enters their mind. But it does enter it to a point to, I mean, if you see somebody out there vilifying a militia group or a group of people because they own guns or anything, that indicates to me that they do understand that, well, you know, these are pretty good people, and they know I'm doing something sort of power grabbing, you know, that kind of thing. Having said that, my practice, and it is also the same practice with about 30 friends of mine, we train together, and we wait. And in the meantime, we have a blast training. You know, we waste a lot of money sending rounds downrange and everything else, but at the same time, we hone and practice our skill set, and refine it and everything else, and we know our area. We know law enforcement within our area. We don't have, in the area in which I live, Mark, we don't have five officers bum-rushing a guy and multi-tasering him. We don't have that.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that you see a lot of police departments out there doing these things, and I've made this postulation, the fact that we do not have a robust militia, you know, groupings out there all over the U.S., the police think they can do a whole lot of things. And the worst among them are willing to explore that. Mark, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Okay. I agree that the thing is that in one sense you want to keep a low profile in terms of, you know, yeah, I want to advocate that, you know, Ephesians 5:6 is one verse I like to bring up with politicians. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. So you guys can talk the talk all you want. I want to know why it is that you go on and on about one thing and then actively avoid the other. Because one major role of, and we're on the same page, unless I'm seriously mistaken, we're on the same page that the militia should be in a position to say this 9/11 truth movement has a lot of legitimate points, and just as Al Gore will not have a debate with Lord Monckton, neither will these people with Popular Mechanics have a real debate with architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. He who runs from the debate loses by default. If you're not willing to entertain a real debate where the opposing point of view has a legitimate say, you have by default admitted you really don't have a legitimate case. You know?
Well, my motivations and the motivations of my friends,
yep.
We're not doing this because we are interested in any debate particularly. We're doing this because there is a debate.
Yes.
Okay, so we've taken it down to the very basics. We've done away with all of the frills and all of the other motivating factors, and we've honed in on one thing, which is physical skill in fire maneuver and manipulating weapons and stuff such as that. The other things will sort themselves out because it's not for us to make that call.
Yeah.
We recognize that there's a lot of malfeasance and malpractice within government that has set up a very precarious position that they can't sustain on any real long-term level. It's so precarious that any little incident could cause it all to crumble, and we're prepared for the crumbling.
Yes.
That's what we're worried about. So, you know, any ancillary issue out there, while I acknowledge it and while I'll talk about it from time to time, when I'm training, I'm not training to do anything other than what I'm going to train to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's no other motivation besides that.
I think you're linked on RBN's website as to how I can get in contact with you, because I've been giving thought
certainly
to drafting a constitutional amendment that says basically here's the functions of the lawful militia, including holding the body politic accountable, including, you know, people say the sheriff is the highest authority. I'm like, you can never allow a sheriff, any individual that level of authority. The sheriff is accountable to the grand jury.
And well, before I go to break, let me just tell you this. Let me just tell you, I've got to let you go at the break, and that's coming up in 30 seconds. I'm not willing to let them have a constitutional convention until they start following the Constitution.
To me, I'm like, let's have an honest debate about the organic Constitution.
Yes, yes.
Because until you acknowledge
the framers' Constitution
was not lawfully ratified, until you're willing to entertain, take an honest look, evidence is that there have been changes that we the people did not consent to, either by deceit or duress.
Hang on, Mark, hang on. Just hang on. We'll finish this on the other side. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you know, you started talking about the organic constitution, and I guess you believe that there's a corporate constitution now and that kind of stuff, which I agree with you, there is. I'm not concerned with that. And this is not me ignoring the problem, okay?
Yeah.
This is me acknowledging the problem, but if we're talking about militia, okay?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about issues, that's one thing to me, but your question to me was about the militia.
Yeah.
I exist within it. We all are.
Just deactivated. There are many, like my parents are both dear, honest people and sincerely deluded, like a lot of neocons I know. They're deluded. And it's their brain is so locked into what they think they know that they've never questioned. My parents still believe that disarming citizens reduces violent crime. We've seen recently that's done the exact opposite. And when I tried to explain to my dad that the first step to genocide is disarm the victim population without even thinking, he said, bunk. He's a decent moral person in his own life. He's just trusting people unworthy of his trust. And I'd say the same of the left as I do of the right. You people are trusting people, those that are not worthy. They're you know, John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. And you guys keep showing me that you are clueless about how this mass deception operates, or either that or else you're intentionally, wittingly, deliberately party to it. And I can't judge. All I can say is I prefer to believe that you really don't know and you can be educated. But the question is, will you be educated, or are you going to persist in ignorance of thinking that calling warmongering conservatives, talking the talk about personal responsibility, and then accepting the fraud that, you know, it's like when FDR asked his advisors point blank, what could he do to provoke the Japanese to attack? Well, that document was classified for like two generations. But why was it classified in the first place? Well, it's national security. Well, what do you mean by national security? What FDR did was an act of treason. He did everything in his power to provoke the Japanese, then flat out lied to the American people saying the attack was unprovoked. And then they stalled the Japanese ambassador from declaring war. And, yeah, it was a sneak attack, but not on the part of the Japanese.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Mark, if I may. Now, I you know.
Well, what will the militia do to change this?
No. I'm not asking about the militia. Okay.
Okay. Go on ahead.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I think I need to find that full quote of Thomas Jefferson where he said, educate the masses. It is the most certain way. My YouTube ID is Radicycle, and I've been meaning to put together a set of YouTube videos, one going to be called We the Militia, and I explain we the people are the militia, and here's what needs to happen. And there's others that I'm going to put together. I want to put together a pamphlet. I'm going to call it a practical primer in political proctology, explaining that the issue is not all the theatrics. The issue is what the theatrics is there to avoid. You know, because people think we do more of this political theatrics and things will get all better. Sure. So I think we're on the same page with that. But the thing is, basically, I'm doing whatever I can within. I'm among those that they say stop looking for work like hell. And I'm going to see what I can do about, you know, putting together videos and explaining to whoever has ears to hear. Let them, you know, hear that there is an alternative view of things. And all I ask is don't dismiss, you know, uncritical acceptance or dismissal is what people have been programmed into. And I'm saying either critically accept or dismiss something by objectively examining the plausibility of an idea. But until you critically evaluate an idea to see if it's plausible or not, then just hold it, well, maybe this is true and maybe it's not. But, you know, people have too often accepted things. Because largely they weren't, you know, it's like Hitler said, it's how well it is for the politicians that people are stupid. I think that that has a lot of merit in the sense that people, or how well it is for rulers that men do not think. It's not so much that they're stupid, like, duh, stupid, but more like you have the capability of knowing better and you're not using it.
Okay. Let me rephrase that question, okay? Arguably, it could be stated that what I try to do is to educate the public, and my listeners that listen to me probably already know it, or maybe I point out things they haven't heard yet or something like that, but I, essentially anybody that tunes me in is I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
See, because it's the uninitiated, the easily swayed, that are the issue here. So when you don't reach them, see, I'm Plan B. Plan A is going to fail.
I hear you.
It's going to fail. But listen, they're stacking up on me. Let me go get them. Thanks very much for the call. You can find my contact information on the RBN website. John in Austin, you win Patience of the Century Award, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
You know, in talking about the militia and sort of my thoughts on it, the militia kind of had the same marketing problem the Hell's Angels kind of had. I'm not comparing the two. The Hell's Angels got listed as bad boys, dangerous and this, and now they're having bike runs at Christmas time for toys for kids. You know, they've done some things to kind of clean their acts up a little bit, make them a little more publicly acceptable, if you will. Now, it hasn't maybe changed a whole lot, but at least that kind of part is out there. The militias need to kind of maybe do some of the same things, but what I was thinking was, and it would tie right in with the militias, is also having a search and rescue component and disaster response component with the militias, so that they people get used to seeing them at disasters or working with law enforcement to go look for missing persons or and things of that nature.
Well, let me tell you the only problem I see with that, okay? It's simply this, that I regard militia as a guerrilla entity. Now, certainly, in the event that a militia was had to go active, okay, we have medical people within my little group that we that I operate within, and we would certainly seek out anybody, EMT, police, or anybody else that wanted to join us, because the police, no matter where you're at, no matter what big, you know, New York City, 35,000 cops, they're going to be overrun.
Sure.
Almost instantly. So they're going to need partners, and we intend to partner up with them. Now, getting out there pre-need to go active or operational means that we reveal ourselves. And there, hey, you know, there's some groups out there that have a patch and a uniform and a Facebook page and a website and everything else. And those are the ones that are being watched. Those are the ones that are being watched, and the NSA's collecting everything. My little group and I, we don't even exchange text messages about what we're going to do.
No, I understand. And I know where you're coming from, Bill. Believe me, I do, because all those groups have been infiltrated, and a lot of them have feds within the rank and file. You know, there was that group a few years ago that got infiltrated, and they popped off about something one night, and they all got arrested. I forgot what they were called. They had some kind of funky name. But here, what I was looking at is like a way to have an open militia that people wouldn't necessarily just associate with gun-toting, you know, camo-wearing group. They would respond to things. And it's also a way to get to know who your local sheriffs, police, DPS. I mean, when I was doing...
But you can do, you know, I'm coming up on the break. You can do all of that stuff without saying, oh, yeah, I'm in a militia too.
Yeah.
Let it be a pleasant surprise. Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, if you will. Ed, I'm going to get to you. You'll be the last one today. You'll have the last word. You just hang on to. I'm down with the PR campaign. But the problem with the PR campaign is that too many people get their information off of the magic box. And that's why I don't have a PR campaign with what I do, except for the show. You'll never see me out there. We're the fine, caring, compassionate militia. You're never going to hear me say that at all. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443, although I won't be able to get you in now. Talking to John in Austin. I wish people looked at the militia as a benevolent entity, but they've been so vilified that, you know, I'm perfectly happy being in the dark. I'm perfectly happy existing in the shadows.
I understand.
If things go bad, there'll be a lot of people calling me and my pals Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
But like I said, to come out of the shadows and doing things that are a necessary public service, a beneficial public service, that also ties into skill sets that are complementary to being militia, in the sense of land navigation, survival skills, trekking, human tracking, working with dogs, you know, all kinds of things. I've had, and you get a lot of the coursework free. Our search and rescue team put on a 6-month camp. Academy for $77, you know, and plus your membership. And it was a good thing. It was a good school. So anyway, I'll just leave it at that so you can move on and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Stay safe. As far as all that goes, our plans within my little group, on day one, if things go bad, we can exponentially increase our size by a factor of four just because of what we've got. And then we got 120 Chris Dorners running around. Probably last call of the day. Ed in Kentucky, yes, sir.
Hoorah, brother, and happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
this weekend. Two things. Isn't it great that our founding fathers actually put a foundation of the Constitution, whether it's the organic or this 14th Amendment one?
Yep.
Where it says just one solid amendment alone just makes everything else blow up in their face, and that's the Second Amendment.
Yep.
From its creation to every president's, and even now, they try everything. We've had every damn gun banner every communist country's had so far, and it's failed.
Sure, and it has continued to fail.
Well, see, here's
and
the thing.
That's
here's
why
the
thing.
For all the politicians this weekend, this would be a nice weekend for you to ask your security personnel to gently let you touch a gun. Just let you touch and stroke the butt of one. See, it won't harm you. Because, see, for all you idiots who keep saying guns kill people, guns are bad, guns are morons, you're surrounded by them every day. Has any of those weapons once jumped out of that holster, pistol whipped you, or emptied itself in any part of your anatomy?
Well, you know, Ed, that's just a subterfuge. I mean, it has nothing to do with guns as a tool. It has everything to do with control. They don't like not having control. They're trying. What this is all about is they're trying to persuade America that guns are bad. And the overwhelming volume of data out there indicates that is not so in a very big way, because if you've got 100 million gun owners and the issue, if the gun is evil,
the
United States doesn't exist.
How many of us veterans in America now?
25, 27 million, I think.
Okay, now that's a hell. Now, here's for all the militias out there, okay? And Bill will verify this, and so will every veteran that's on this program and outside this program. And if I'm lying, Bill will call me out in a minute. We are the militia.
Sure.
Okay? Bottom line, one, yes, we're militarily trained as equal as they are, yes. That's a plus for us. Yet we are still citizens and people of our communities, which is as a person and a right. And that's another thing that they wrote into that Second Amendment to where it will always backfire is, one, even the ex-con, push comes to Eve, you know, taking all these rights against ex-cons not having weapons. Did you know I had a friend of mine's dad who was a lawyer turn around and say, Ed, you know that's against the law? I'm like, how? I said, how? He says, Second Amendment.
Well,
you have a right. He goes, you have a right to own at least a hunting rifle or a shotgun for hunting purposes.
Sure. And if the Second Amendment was followed to its purest form, okay, the outlaws would still exist. But they would be so outmanned and over. Yeah, well, that's mainly the outlaws. But here's the thing I think politicians know at their core that if they ever decide to go martial law on us, you know, when Obama was doing his little litmus test with the general saying, would you fire upon American citizens? Generals don't fire at anybody. It's the ground pounders that fire at American citizens,
would
and that's
they,
the issue.
Would they give those orders? No, and he found that out. No.
Yeah. So, you know, the military being down, the military being down with any martial law enforcement as a whole being down for any martial law, That's not going to happen. So they have to persuade us that guns are bad.
Well,
they have to make us believe that.
Talk about Department of Homeland Stupidity in this area. Come to shove, they'll see the biggest rank of desertion anybody's ever seen outside the military.
Sure. There's only 70,000 of them. They can't do anything.
Honestly, you're going to see what happened in New Orleans. How many cops committed suicide when the hurricane hit?
Police, unfortunately, and I say this unfortunately because police are people, and you know they arise from our communities. They have a very high rate of suicide amongst them. Alcoholism, suicide.
Can I say something real quick? Because
sure.
I know you know a lot of people in a lot of states. I got an Instagram account, and a lot of information, a lot of military waking up, and everybody's waking up. I seen a post that somebody posted, and I reposted it. June 26th through the 29th, Craigslist, Atlantic City. Government is looking for volunteers. Okay, now here's how I reposted it. Self-explanatory, possible false flag intended. Okay, that way if anybody in Atlantic City can go down there with their phones, their cameras, whatever, and start filming this while this is happening. Because that way if they even attempt to fart wrong, we got you.
I'm at the end of the day, Ed.
And like I said, I was on John Moore's show. I said it real quick. I thought I'd ask if I could do it on here. Because like I said, you know a lot of people. You've been in a lot of states. And it's something, like I said, it's now, we're waking up. Okay, anybody in Atlantic City or in that area, please wake up your friends and say, hey, from June 26th to 29th, government is looking for people to participate in a simulation crisis. These are potential false flag incidents. So please, be careful. Take people with you. People just show up. Start filming. Watch out for each other. Come on, man. We can't let these people win. We've lost too many people, too many family, too many friends. Look at this weekend. It's Memorial Weekend. Bill and I have a lot of friends to remember. These are his family members. Right, Bill?
Yes, and I'm running out of time, Ed, so let me sign off. You just listen to this. Let me sign off the way you and I need to have it signed off. This weekend is Memorial Day. It's a three-day weekend. And that was paid for by 9% of the United States. And remember that 9% while you're grilling, when you're flipping burgers, 91%. We don't want your thanks. We just want you to acknowledge how you got where you are today. Ed, you stay safe. We will talk another time. No kidding. This isn't another day off. This isn't time to kick back or anything. Yes, by all means, kick back, enjoy your family and everything else. Just as a courtesy, pay homage to the people that paid for that holiday for you, willingly, knowingly, and they voluntarily. We'll pick this up again on Monday. I intend to be live on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Remember, it's never about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control.